Hello, you've reached Amanda. How can I help you?
Hi, Amanda. My name is Clint. I'm calling from Human Resources. Do you have a moment to speak with me?
Yeah, hi.
Hi. I am calling you today in regards to the events that took place at the end of the year party last week. I'm assuming you know what I'm talking about.
I do. I'm really sorry. Mm-hmm. I didn't really know that the alcohol would hit me like that. Uh-huh. I'm really embarrassed.
Right. Well, company policy does mandate that I need to ask you a few questions.
Am I in trouble?
Well, not officially. I guess it depends how you answer the questions, huh? just throwing in some humor there to lighten the mood. So, can you tell me what happened?
I'm assuming, are you talking about the kissing incident?
Yes. Yes, I am. Can you just tell me what happened from your perspective, please?
Oh, my God. Okay. I just want to say, like, I'm really embarrassed about this, and I mm-hmm. don't honestly remember much of what happened. I'm just being honest with you about that. Like, I did drink probably more than I should have, uh-huh. and it's a little bit of a blur.
Right.
But my friends did tell me that I was making out with someone on the mm-hmm. copier.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess there were, like, photos taken when we were on it, like, on the scanner. But I haven't really seen.
Well, I should correct you on one thing. It wasn't just somebody that you were making out with. That somebody was actually my son.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah. Yeah, I brought my son Trevor to the party and minding my own business, talking about stock options with Robert. And then I look over and what do I see? You giving Trevor the old San Diego thank you right there in the middle of the office.
Oh, my gosh. This is so embarrassing. I'm so sorry. Truly,
well, you
I'm
know,
so sorry.
That's okay. You know, mistakes happen. My question for you, though, is how was he?
What?
Yeah, how was the kiss?
Are you asking me how the kiss was with your son?
Yeah, it's standard procedure with a company incident like this. Part of the questionnaire. So, how was the kiss?
I don't know exactly why you're asking me that.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how hot was the kiss? Was it steamy or...
So are you asking me that for your report or because you're his dad?
Just typical HR questions.
That's a typical HR question?
Yeah, it is. It's something that we need to know. So just tell me how it was. Don't be afraid. You know, don't pull any punches.
I don't know if I should be saying that. I don't think I can say that to you.
Well, I'm asking,
like,
you know.
I don't remember. I don't remember that most of that night. I didn't even know who it was.
Too much tongue, huh?
What?
Yeah, that's what I was worried about. You know, his mom and I have been trying to teach him, but he's just so aggressive with that little tongue of his, isn't he?
I can't talk about this with you. Like, this is not okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's not. It's definitely not okay if he was not using his tongue correctly. You know, he has a stuffed animal that he practices on at home, and we film it and try to critique his technique.
Oh, and, my God, are you serious right now?
Yeah. So can I write that down in my report then? You said he uses too much tongue.
I didn't say that. You said that for some reason.
Okay, so it was enough tongue.
I don't know, and this is super weird that you're asking me for these details about your son's kisses. Like, this is so not okay.
On to the next question, I guess. Did you happen to notice if his eyes were open or closed?
Why does this matter to your report?
See, he's just headed off to college next year, and I want him to be ready. So I've just...
Wait, concerned. How old is he?
Well, he's 17 and a half, but...
Oh, my God, he's what?
Almost done with high school, but he still kisses like a 12-year-old, in my opinion.
He's 17? I can't... I had no idea.
Hey, I'm not worried about it at all. I think it's kind of cool that you'd be willing to do that for him.
I didn't know that he was 17. I promise.
Okay,
and I promise I didn't know.
Right, okay. Well, either way, you made out with a 17-year-old at the company party, and I regret to inform you that this whole thing is really a mess because he's pregnant now.
What? Excuse me?
Mm-hmm. Trevor's pregnant.
Okay, what the hell is going on?
Well, this is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your coworker Ashley set you up.
Wait, who are you? You're not...
No, I'm not from HR. No, this is Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning. It's a joke.
From the radio?
Yes. Your coworker Ashley set you up. She said you got wasted at your company party and made out with some random guy.
And you're not from my... Oh, my God.
No, I'm not.
Who did I make out with?
I don't know. Maybe it was a 17-year-old named Trevor. I'm not sure.
It wasn't, though? It wasn't?
No. I made that up.
Oh, my God. Okay. Oh. Oh, my gosh. I actually thought that I made out with a 17. That was awful what you did.
What awful what I did? What is awful what you did?
Thank God, I didn't do that.
Well, who's going to raise Trevor's baby now?
I think he'll be fine.